As much as I love this gospel of the rich young man, I sometimes grow a little frustrated with it because there's so many unknowns given in it. For example, who was this young man? What was his profession? What was his name? We're just told that he's a young man. When he comes to our Lord to say, "What must I do to gain eternal life?" What was his intention in going to the Lord? Did he want to simply be seen as a good person? Or did he really want to serve the Lord with all of his heart, mind, soul, and strength? We're not given what his intention was. When he says to the Lord that I've kept all these commandments throughout my youth, was that a statement of pride? Saying, yeah, I do all that. I follow all the rules, no worries there. Or was it about an authentic expression of, yes, I do in fact serve the Lord? What was the possession that he was not willing to give up? When he went away sad, did he ever come back? Whatever happened to him? None of those things I just mentioned are given to us. And yet this gospel is so well known. The thoughts on my mind this morning are this. Why was he not willing to give up whatever his treasure was, whatever his giftedness was? Why was he not willing to give it up? Oftentimes we think possessions, we think material things, that he had a house he wasn't willing to sell, that he had nice clothes, an extra pair of socks. We think material. Maybe the possessions he had were not material possessions. Maybe it was some kind of gift he had, something about his personality. Maybe it's a virtue he had that the Lord wanted to use for service in his kingdom. We're not sure. But I think oftentimes in your life and mine, we're afraid to give things to the Lord, even our giftedness, even our virtues, because we're afraid of losing something. But we have to continue to have the confidence that when we give the Lord our very lives, when we give the Lord ourselves, nothing is ever, ever, ever lost because it's given to him. So one thing we might be able to do this morning is, what is something the Lord might be asking of me? Something he wants me to give to him, that he wants you to give to him in service for his kingdom and his church. To never be afraid of what that might be, and to have the confidence that when something is given over to God, it is never lost.